So let me ask you about new reports that show the NSA is using facial recognition technology to monitor people. How does a program like that work?
We use facial recognition as a tool to help us understand these foreign intelligence targets we work. Counterterrorism is another big area. This has probably had more impact for us in the counterterrorism arena than anywhere else, where we see entities through our signals intelligence capabilities, and we will know them digitally, if you will. Mm-hmm. But we want to see if we can try to understand them more broadly to help enable our broader efforts to bring them to justice and to forestall their ability to conduct attacks against ourselves and our allies and friends and the world around us. We do not, if I could finish one thing, Trish, we do not do this in some unilateral basis against U.S. citizens. We do not access, at one point I saw someone say, well, they must be accessing Department of Motor Vehicle data.
Well, you don't actually,
at the
this
state
surprised
level,
me.
We mm-hmm. don't, I'm like, no, we don't do that. We have very specific restrictions when it comes to U.S. persons. We have to operate under a legal framework.
But you don't have access to driver's license. You don't have access to passport photos. You would think that the NSA would have access to some of those things. I mean, wouldn't it
be talking about for U.S. persons.
Correct.
Don't do this for U.S. persons. Again, why? Our mission is, as the NSA is very explicit, it's foreign intelligence and information assurance. Mm-hmm. Foreign intelligence connected, we have to do anything involving a U.S. person. We have specific legal constraints we must comply with. We just don't unilaterally decide, hey, today I'm going to go after citizen X, Y, or Z. We don't do that. We can't legally do that.
But there are people that you know you want to target.
And there are. Let me finish one thought before I forget, and we'll get back to that. Clearly, in the digital age, we will encounter American persons in the wilderness out there, so to speak, and we have specific restrictions about what happens once we do encounter U.S. persons. In broad terms, we've got to stop what we're doing. If we come to the realization that somebody that we're monitoring, that we're tracking, is a U.S. connection that we were unaware of, in broad terms, we have to stop what we're doing. We have to assess the situation, and if we think there's a legal basis to this, then we have to get a legal authority or justification to continue.